CliffCentral.com.
All right, so George, what's happening in the world?
So everybody's going on holiday now, right? And most people probably are driving and not flying because it's safer from the coronavirus in your car.
Yes.
If you want to go on holiday with a family, your boot space is probably not enough, so you might have to take a trailer.
Oh, I hate trailers.
I hate trailers too, because they're very dangerous. So I thought what I'd do is I'd give some tips on proper trailer etiquette.
Okay, let's go.
So the first one is you should not drive with an unbalanced trailer. So it is not, the trick is not to try and balance the trailer exactly on the axle. The trailer shouldn't balance evenly on the front and back. 60% of the weight of the stuff you put on the trailer should be on the front of the trailer and be weighted onto the car. So slightly forward so that you create stability on the car. Otherwise, the trailer tends to want to flip up when you're driving.
Yeah,
it's like putting a tennis ball in a stocking and flinging it.
Whenever I drive behind a trailer, I think about a friend of mine when we were at primary school whose parents were killed in a car accident because a trailer jackknifed. And it scared the living hell out of me. And I've always, whenever I drive behind a trailer now, I'm like, oh, just stay a fair distance away. You know,
it can be a very, very dangerous thing. So you've got to wait at least more, 10% of the load towards the front. And what people don't understand is also when you get to, let's say you midway destination and you take a couple of bags out and you reposition stuff on the trailer or inside the trailer, you're going to reposition the center of gravity. So you've got to make sure that, and the way to check for this is if you pick the trailer up by its hitch, it should always want to fall down forward. It should never want to flip up.
Okay.
You don't have to get scientific. Just try and pick it up. And most of the weight is forward, then you know you're doing the right thing.
I like
So the other thing is braked versus unbraked trailers. Many people don't know that you get a braked versus an unbraked trailer, and it comes down to weight. So if your trailer is over a certain weight, it will be braked naturally. That's how they build them to get through the roadworthy and licensing. If you are driving with an unbraked trailer, you should take more caution because you're using the car to brake the trailer. So don't travel at too high a speed if you're traveling with an unbraked trailer, especially one that's loaded, because you can suffer from a jackknife. So what happens is the trailer, because it's weighted, is pushing your car forward. And as you brake, if you brake hard enough, the trailer will want to come around the car and create a jackknife.
How about you just take less shit with you on holiday? You don't need to take everything but the kitchen sink. You know, I understand, like, for example, my brother and my sister-in-law have got the two kids, and for some reason they have to have every toy that the kids have ever had since they were one going with them everywhere they go. Or, you know, you get those people, I used to drive behind them on the way down to KZN, who've got a car, caravan, boat, trailer,
no
bicycles on the roof, all of this shit, and you're like, what, can't you amuse yourself? Aren't you going to a place where there's a sea? Can't you just get in the sea? Why do you have to have all this fucking equipment with you the whole time?
Yeah, there's another name for that. That's called a tortoise. It's carrying its house with it.
I'm right though. I mean, that's really unnecessary. Yeah. You shouldn't have to go away with all that shit.
So onto another interesting fact, and that is Tesla has been stopped from producing their Gigafactory in Germany. Apparently, the environmentalists say that the forest that Tesla is busy chopping down has hibernating snakes. So, you know, Tesla is known for putting up a factory within 11 months and starting to produce cars. So they've been halted by the courts. And so they're not saying anything, but they're doing as much as they can to try and save these hibernating snakes.
Okay. Who knew that was a problem? I mean, I'm all in favor of people demolishing any snakes they have to in order to build a factory. I don't like snakes.
No, Garrett.
I don't have any time for snakes. Sorry.
I am too.
Take them out.
And then there is there are two gentlemen, Ricky Luntz and his partner, that have founded an app called Refuel. This is in South Africa, and you can order fuel to your car.
Yes, I've seen that.
Yes, it costs you 20 rand. So the fuel, the cost per liter is exactly the same as you would pay at the pumps. Cost you 20 rand, and you can bring the fuel to your car. Or get the fuel to your car. You can leave the filler cap open and they can fill it while you're even not there.
See, I thought, was trying to think about how it can be beneficial. And often you'll like when we used to work in offices.
Back in those days,
you could be at your office and you know that you have a function straight after work and that you still would have to put in petrol. Mm-hmm. How nice to phone them and get them to fill up for you.
Yeah,
exactly. Exactly. I mean, that'll be gone with the days of electric cars, but, you know, he can make hay while the sun shines. And then very finally, Germany, the authorities in Germany have nabbed a 67-year-old gentleman who has been driving for the past 40 years without a license. Well, that's not the only problem. He's also been a delivery driver for 40 years.
What?
Sure, overachiever.
Jeepers.
Overachiever. But apparently there's some hefty fines and even prison sentence for breaking that kind of law in Germany.
Okay. Yeah, Germany, they've got rules about everything.
Almost as bad as Australia.
Yeah. I'm still thinking about the trailers. I think that there are some people who just, they are so scared of leaving something behind. I mean, I've gone on holiday once with literally my credit card and nothing else. I had no toiletries bag. I had no change of clothes, nothing. And you can buy...
Doesn't it make you feel freer?
You can buy everything you need there.
Gareth, some families have been saving all year to go on this holiday. And it's the only way and means that they can do it is if they take their own stuff. I remember.
That's so much. You have to take you have to take a trailer and a caravan and a boat and a four wheeler and a three bicycles on the roof rack.
No, I've always traveled with a trailer throughout my life. Well, my parents did because of my dad's bikes and all of that sort of thing.
I see.
But. I do remember one particularly horrific thing happening while driving to Cape Town. We came across a car that had had an accident and it had a trailer on it. And the contents of the trailer had spilled out. There were wrapped Christmas presents and all of that sort of thing. No. And everyone was dead.
Oh my God. Thanks for that, Leanne. We're having a great
morning. Yeah, the thing
Leanne, you are not going to leave us on that note. No.
If it's in my head, it has to be in yours, you know?
Oh, jeez.
Well,
but it's just sensibility as well when driving with a trailer. You know, it's not easy to forget that you've got it on your car because you can feel the pull. So it's just about being sensible and remembering when you're overtaking that you
that's the principle is when you're overtaking, you don't realize your car's just got another car length longer.
Yeah.
You can't just overtake and you're not going to be as fast.
Well, a lot of people are saying on the comments this morning that the roof boxes are much better and safer than a trailer. And you get those roof boxes that you can fix onto the roof of pretty much any car. And those are the way to go. That's according to Andre and David, and lots of other people. So there we go.
And they're more aerodynamic, I think.
Yeah, plus you don't have all the complication of having an extra car length behind you, as you rightly put it.
Yeah, you can't put a boat on your roof.
All right, so someone wants Leanne to end this discussion with a rendition of Don't Be Suspicious, Don't Be Suspicious, because she told us such a miserable story.
Oh, yay.
Yes.
Don't be suspicious. Don't be suspicious.
All right, George, have you got anything else for us? Is that it for the morning?
No, that's it for this week.
All right, everybody. CliffCentral.com.